As we wake up in the morning, that's when the voices start. It don't take long before they're gone, from your head right to your heart. We got fears about the future, regrets about the past, and stuff we're not sure where it's from, but it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention, and they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. 'Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about. It's what we're thinking about.
Here we are once again. It's a beautiful Monday evening in Colorado. I hope it's beautiful where you are. It is What We're Thinking About. That's the name of our show. That was my good friend Barry Ebert with his song, It's What We're Thinking About. Love the song. Hope you love it too. As I've said before, it'll be coming out on a CD soon, and you will all get to know where to purchase it, because I'm hoping you're going to want it. This is the unique show on RBN. This is the show with the positive message. This is the show about empowerment, not victimhood. This is where we are making an attempt to raise consciousness, to make us all feel that we're in charge, not somebody else, not everybody else. It's all us, not them. We've been starting our shows here recently with a little coaching piece, and I think we'll start right there this evening as well. I think on Friday night we started out talking about making a decision statement. A decision statement is a statement of why we are going to be successful. We made the distinction where most people decide they're going to do something for a living, and then they dream about being successful. We talked about, hey, how about why don't we decide to be successful instead of that dreaming part? So that was where we started with a decision statement. And a decision statement, I told you, could be anything you really wanted it to be. It had to be concise and to the point. Shouldn't have been a whole lot of wasted words. It had to be about your deciding to be successful. Now I'd like to refine that just a little bit. And from that decision statement, we would actually like to kind of filter out the decision itself, because that was really kind of more of a decision narrative we were doing. The decision statement itself is going to be one sentence. It's going to be something that a 12-year-old can understand. It should be easy for you to recite from memory. The actual sentence isn't really as important as the feeling behind it. And the best decision that you can make, the best statement you can make, is one that inspires you to take action, particularly when you don't feel like it. So I'll give you an example, okay? A decision statement that I had written early on around my coaching was, I am a magnificent coach, igniting and inspiring the dreams of my clients for our mutual prosperity and abundance. That is a decision statement. That's telling me plainly to myself exactly what I am doing. And notice that it is, rather than what we did from Friday, where we were talking about why I'm going to succeed, why I will be successful, this is more in the context of an affirmation. This is in the now. I am a magnificent coach. So that you are speaking to the universe from the context of, I am that now. I don't want you to have to play fake it till you make it, because I don't always think that works so well, but I do want you to have the thought process in your head that every experience of your life exists in this moment, and that you will have those experiences you choose. So if you frame that statement as an affirmation, I am now a magnificent coach, then you are expressing to the universe that is the experience you wish to have. That would be tonight's coaching piece. On Wednesday of this week, we will have one of the most successful coaches in the country. His name is Michael Charest. He will be our guest on Wednesday evening. I know we'll have a lot of great conversation around coaching, maybe even some insight into for those of you who might consider being a coach or wanting to coach other people. It's What We're Thinking About. I'm Ken Ludwig. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I am looking forward to hearing from you this evening. 1-800-313-9443. Talk to you in a couple of minutes.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found.
Yes, absolutely, folks. We know that solutions can be found. That would be the focal point of this show, is that all the solutions can be found, and they all come from within. Our solutions are simply the products of what we're thinking about, how we're looking at life, and what we are projecting into our experience. That is where we get all of the circumstances of our lives. It's from exactly what we're thinking about. We've been talking here for quite some time about the secret and the law of attraction, and we will continue that conversation this evening because I think it's important. It's a great foundation or basis for looking at metaphysical thought and for seeing some different kinds of interpretations of things that we've heard before, some biblical, some not. But I think they're great. It's a great starting place for learning a little bit more about my thought processes, about the metaphysical world, about how to interpret life so that it is coming from a much more positive standpoint, so that you can see clearly that you are in control and that there are no conspiracies out there. If there is a conspiracy, it is the universe conspiring for your highest and best at every avenue of your life. And that is absolutely the truth of the universe. I want to touch base here on our pledge drive. RBN is looking for your help and your support. All of our listeners out there, if you appreciate what RBN does, particularly if you're appreciating my show, I would love to have you call in now and do your donations and make mention of that. You can call in at 1-800-724-2719. If it's after 6 p.m. Central, as it is now, you dial extension 115. If it's before 6 o'clock in the evening, you can dial extension 116. You can also use your credit card and pay via PayPal, if you wish to donate on our website, www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's www.republicbroadcasting.org. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way, snail mail with a check to Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, that's M-A-Y-S as in Sam, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. One more time, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The call-in number tonight, as every night, is 1-800-313-9443. I would love to share your thoughts and hear what you're thinking about out there while you're listening to me. So, Friday we were talking about the law of attraction, and we were talking about when the callers kind of took over the whole show last Friday, which was a good thing because I enjoyed talking to them, but it interrupted us very early on in our conversation. We were talking about if people were going to make a list of the things that they really wanted most in their life, that abundance and prosperity would be at the top of just about everybody's list. And especially when we stop and think about the fact that abundance includes the enhancement and enrichment of every aspect of your life. That includes money and possessions, although they are certainly not the end-all and the be-all of all of abundance and all of our circumstances. I think that one of the main reasons that people have money and prosperity at the top of their list, money and possessions more accurately, is because that is the area where people have the most struggle. That is the place where they have the hardest time manifesting what they want, where we find the most challenging in getting what we truly desire. So we want to start and take a look at some of the interesting concepts that we have, some of the interesting mental atmosphere we have around money and wealth and abundance. When we discover that there is a flow of abundance that we can enter into that flow, it adds an entirely different aspect to the thoughts about money and prosperity. If we realize that our prosperity ceases when we struggle, that all of a sudden everything is blocked when we reach the point of struggle, and we can begin to look at things from a different kind of a different point of view, that we can actually stop and grow our prosperity and our abundance in a natural way, in an organic way, if you will, that we can own our prosperity and we can own it in a graceful fashion, especially if we're making use of something like the law of attraction, because we have to realize that the law of attraction is an invitation to be more. It is not about having more. It's about being more. So what we were asking at the end of our conversation last week was to check in with ourselves and ask ourselves some questions about our abundance. And the first question that we wanted to ask was, is there any kind of struggle going on around the abundance that we are seeking in our lives? Is there any kind of fear? Is there any kind of thought of limitation? Or are we worried about the outcome? Right, and we were discussing the fact that we wanted to make note of those thoughts and that we wanted to recognize where we are having those difficulties in our lives. Because if those things are going on, there is definitely some kind of subconscious acceptance of a blockage or some kind of a sense of a feeling of limitation. And that is what is preventing us from moving into the flow that we seek. Remember that if you're holding on to any kind of deep limitation or blockage, then the law of attraction is compelled to draw back to you exactly the same that you are putting out there, which is more of that blockage or more of that limitation, more of that same frustration and fear that you're going at now. So the question would be, how do I rewire my brain? How do I get myself into a place where I am moving into the flow to become a channel of the divine givingness? First and foremost, let's remember that the law of attraction isn't some get-rich-quick scheme. That this is not part of a magic wand or a magic system. It's part of what you want is to make use of the law as a principle. You don't want to get involved in it being a quick fix. It's not something where you say, this is what I want. In the movie The Secret, there is the oversimplified vision of ask, believe, receive, where you ask for something, you believe that it is yours and that you can have it, and then you will receive it. There's a little bit more to it than that, and you have to remember that it's not a quick fix. It's a principle, and we can learn to make very powerful use of it if we take our time and pay attention to how it all functions. You need to make kind of a shift out of any sense of competitiveness with other people. You need to move into a creative sense to know that we can make use of the law and create the experiences and the circumstances that you desire. When I talk about competitiveness, what I mean is of those deep-seated core beliefs from your childhood, the ones that say we have to work hard, we have to struggle. You got to beat someone out or something out to get the good that you want. Life is not a zero-sum game. The universe recognizes no sense of competition for its abundance. You absolutely have to know that you don't have to get yours first. You don't have to beat anyone else out to experience all the abundance and all the prosperity that God has to offer. Remember, Jesus said it is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom, to give it to you, not to award it to you for first place, not as a reward for working your tail off, but to give it to you. The abundance and prosperity of the universe is absolutely yours for the accepting. This is not just in business. This is in every single aspect of your life, so that we do not have to be in this constant state of thinking that if somebody else gets something, I'm not going to get it. Because whatever it is, there is plenty. There is more than enough to supply us all, to keep us all living a happy, abundant, and opulent life. It's absolutely clear once you start moving into that sense of it is the Father's good pleasure to give me the kingdom. All I have to do is learn to receive it. And, of course, that's another conversation altogether. We're not so clear on the receiving all the time. The receiving is sometimes where we drop the ball. That's also about blockages and limitations, but we'll get to that. So rather than competing with anyone, what you really want to do is pray for those people that you look at as your competitors. You want to pray that they might experience all the abundance that the universe has to offer for them, that they might get the full measure of their good. Because if you don't, or you can't, or you won't wish that for them, it's because you're not accepting your own good. And the reason you're not accepting your own good is because you don't think it's there. You don't believe that there is enough. Because if you believed there was enough, you would want the same good for everyone that you want for yourself. And that is where you open up to be this clear channel for the God, for spirit, for the universe to pour through you everything that your heart desires. So, know that if you don't believe there is enough, there will never, ever be enough. Be in that creative mind. What you are believing is what you are receiving, and know that it is yours and it is everyone's, and it is clearly enough for everyone. It is there for everyone to enjoy, to prosper, and to live in that abundance. As I say often, that opulent lifestyle. I love that word, opulent. It makes me feel like there's so much in the universe that we are all capable of experiencing this tremendous amount. It brings up pictures of palaces and swimming pools and those kinds of things. I don't mean to make it sound like a great big material grab bag, because that's not what it is, but the opulent feeling that all is good and abundant and prosperous, and that there is plenty, I guess is even a better word, that there is plenty, and that we can all take advantage of it. Let me hear your thoughts on this. It's 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. I'd love to talk to somebody about what their thoughts are on the law of attraction, on what they're manifesting in their life. Maybe you want to talk about coaching. Whatever's on your mind, give me a call and we'll talk about it. So what I believe with my whole heart and mind is that what I put out so that the universe can co-create with me has got to be only the good. I manifest and demonstrate by the right of consciousness. And as it grows, so does what I attract. I draw back to me a greater and greater good by growing a greater and greater consciousness. And what I need to do is move into the direction of right consciousness, to always be guarding what I say, what I think, how I treat my fellow men, and what I do. If I am always looking to perform in the sense of giving to everyone, serving everyone, and knowing that their highest and best is the same as my highest and best, if I am always looking to act into that possibility, then I am always looking for the best for myself as well as for everyone else. I'm going to take a break right here. Remember, that call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. I'll talk to you in a couple of minutes. Thanks.
right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Scarcity, there's not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found.
But and we're back.
Left and right, it seems, and there's not much time to talk.
And we're back here talking about scarcity and that there is none, that there is only the divine bounty. There is the good of the universe for us all to claim, for us all to own our part, just simply by being that channel for the gift to move through and then receiving our good. And in order to do that, what we're trying to accomplish here is to identify a little bit of what blocks us, what our thought processes should be that will keep us open and create that open channel for that flow to happen through us. Because true wealth, when you talk about wealth, wealth is really a state of consciousness. Wealth is not about your checkbook. In fact, wealth is really, what we call wealth, is really an effect. True wealth, that which is a state of consciousness, is actually cause. It is not an effect, it's a cause. Because as we've talked about many times, your consciousness is that cause for everything in your life. And your consciousness must be one of being part of a divine supply. That it is ever changing and it's ever flowing. So that every change or shift in that flow simply is about an opening up for the continuous flow to fill it in with new experiences of more wealth and more abundance. Now, that's a really big thought, I think. But the truth of the matter is, if you had developed a consciousness of wealth, then what you are always going to be experiencing is the fruit of that consciousness. So if you following the logic that wealth is not, I'm sorry, wealth is a an effect that the wealth we refer, I'm sorry, the wealth that we refer to in our checkbooks and in our bank balances and our stock holdings, that wealth is all an effect of a consciousness. And we can refer to that consciousness as a wealth consciousness. And that is at cause in creating that physical wealth that we have for so many years considered to be what wealth really is. So it's about a consciousness. And your consciousness has to always be about a greater good. And the greater good is about mental equivalence. We've talked about mental equivalence before, but to refresh your memories, mental equivalence in a nutshell is if you are someone who wants more money in your life, and I don't mean to couch everything in terms of possessions and material items, but it's usually the thing that's most easily understood, because always remember that this is more about consciousness than it is about things. But if you want more money and your idea of more money is $100. If your idea of a lot of money is $100, then the chances you are ever going to manifest $1,000 are slim and none, because you have no mental equivalent for that $1,000. That's where the invitation to become more enters into the picture. When you talk about becoming more, you are talking about having an expanded consciousness of your role in the universe, of your role in life. A greater expression of the divine is part of it expanding your consciousness and creating a larger mental equivalent. And you have to do that. Do it in order for it to happen. It is not something that will happen by osmosis. You must consciously seek to create the greater mental equivalent. If you wish to be someone of monumental service on the planet, if you want to do great good, if you want to rescue the poor of the world, you have to develop a consciousness, a concept of doing that in order for you to even have the remotest possibility of doing it. Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich said that what the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve. The flip side of that coin is what the mind can conceive, it must believe in order to achieve. You cannot achieve without the belief. But also, once you have the belief, then you automatically have now created the framework with which to achieve. Again, creating a greater consciousness. It is all about the belief. It's all about wanting to be more and knowing that you want to be more. What do you think about that out there? 1-800-313-9443. It gets to be a long and lonely night here if I'm the only one talking. I'd love to hear what your thought processes are around all this. 1-800-313-9443. Come on and keep me company and ask me some questions or talk to me about your thoughts around what we're talking about here. So, the idea of mental equivalence applies in many different areas of your life. Whatever your mental equivalents are, is the mold that you are creating for the divine to fill. If you have and understand that God has no idea what's big and what is small. God only just knows the entirety, what it is. There is no difference to God, to the universe, what mold you hold up, what cup you hold out. Are you going to the river with a thimble or are you going with a bucket? The universe doesn't care. It will fill whatever receptacle you give it. Your mental equivalence is the consciousness mold that you hold out to the universe to fill. So if your mental equivalent is small, then you are presenting a small mold. You are going to the river with a thimble. If your mental equivalent is enormous, then you are going to the river with a bucket or with a drum or whatever it takes to create in your mind, in your consciousness, that large enough picture for you to fill in your dreams, for the universe to provide for you exactly what you're after. It's 1-800-313-9443. We're halfway through the show. I want to spend the second half of the show talking to you. Give me a call. We'll be back in a few.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold. There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Hey America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
There's not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found. But we're bunkered into high-walled camps, left and right it seems, and there's not much time.
All right, we're back.
When everybody screams.
Welcome back. It's What We're Thinking About. The name of the song by Barry Ebert. The name of the show is What We're Thinking About, and I'm your host, Ken Ludwig. I am absolutely grateful to have you with us this evening. I hope you're enjoying the show. You could prove that to me by giving a call in here to 1-800-313-9443. We are talking about the law of attraction in the movie The Secret. We've been talking about this for quite some time. It's truly one of my passions. I hope you're getting something out of it and you're learning something about how this all works and how we draw into our lives the good that we experience. Also how we draw into our lives some of the things that we wish we hadn't experienced. But if you were to take a real honest inventory of all the experiences of your life that you wish you had not had, and if you were to be really, totally, brutally honest with yourself, you would find a path of attraction that leads all the way back to you in almost every single circumstances. Now, that's not to say that every negative event that happens in your life is something you drew to you, because we wind up involved in other people's circumstances, in other people's events, because the main reason that we're here on this planet is to experience life, and that is through relationship. And that is not just relationship with one another or with our loved ones or our spouse. That is relationship with everything, with the planet, with your garden, with your dog, with your cat, with your canary. It is just about being in relationship with the entirety of what is around us, which is everything else. That would include God and the universe and whatever you want to call that overarching intelligence of the universe. One of the key pieces to being into the flow, to being part of attracting or drawing back to you the good of the universe, is to be out there in service to everyone. If you can, I've said this before, if you can put everything you do in a framework of service, how are you helping other people on the planet? What are you doing in any attempt whatsoever to make this a better place for everyone? Is there a conscious attempt on your part to portray a greater expression of God? If you are out there doing those things, then spirit, the universe, is always going to be looking for ways to serve you, because there is absolutely a graceful flow of abundance. There is no need for forcing, no struggling, no manipulation, no coercing. And the question, of course, is how do you move into that kind of flow? I don't pretend to have all the answers on how to get into the flow, but I do know some ideas that'll help everybody if they're willing to make the steps. And the first thing is to absolutely recognize in every moment that God or the spirit or universe or whatever you feel comfortable calling that overarching creative intelligence is totally abundant. That God is our unending and limitless supply for everything that we need in this existence. Your job is not your source. Your rich uncle is not your source. The lottery is not your source, nor the stock market, nor anything else. Your sole source of supply is the divine. To think for a minute that we can compel the outer world to make us abundant is to believe that something other than spirit is the source. And that just can't be the truth, because it is always in those scenarios where we separate and we make God and something else, where there is something outside of the divine intelligence that is in control or has the power, that's where we get ourselves into trouble. When we are always at union with the source, with God, for all of our needs and desires, then we put ourselves smack in the middle of that abundant flow. You know, and I would point out here also, when we talk in terms of things that we've talked about several times here, when we talk in terms of the victimhood situation, as opposed to being the victor, it is when you consider that there is something outside of the divine that is in control of your life, all the conspiracy theories, or this one's at fault, or that one's at fault, when you get into blaming and resentment, you are consciously claiming victimhood. And that's that place where we go when we don't want to take any responsibility, when we don't want to be in a position where anyone is going to expect anything from us other than a little pat on our head that says, woe is you, you poor soul, you are the victim. It's because we have stepped out of that space of knowing that the divine is in charge. God is my source in every single aspect of my life. And particularly in your finances, which is always kind of comical, where people will turn their entire lives over and say, okay, I recognize God is the source for everything, but if you don't mind, Lord, I'm going to hang on to the checkbook. Because for some reason, we trust God with everything but our finances. And it is in that place where we find ourselves in the most trouble, because money, like everything else, is a spiritual entity. It absolutely must be. It can't be anything else, because there is only the spiritual entities. There is only God. Money must be a part of that, just like you are and I am and everything else is. So if you turn that consciousness over to God as well, if you turn that consciousness over to Source, I'll tell you what I do. Every check that I write, in the memo section, I write, thank you. And underneath my signature, I write, G-I-M-S. That stands for God is my source. Because I'm clear that as I am circulating that money out from me and affirming that God is my source for that money, it didn't come from any place else but from the divine. When I affirm that, then that I am opening up the channels for that money to circulate its way back to me, because that's the way it's supposed to work. So, quantum theory, if you talk about quantum theory, says that we live in a field of pure potentiality, that everything is available to us, everything has already been given to us. So if you build a consciousness of being in that flow that we've been talking about, include all around you in that flow, everyone you know, everyone that you don't know, include the entire existence, and know that all you need to acquire, all you need to know, all the ease and grace you seek in life, rather than the fear and the struggle, all of that will be part of the same divine flow and will find you just as sure as you will find it. That's a big point to stop and think about as well, that there is everything that you seek is seeking you because it is all part of your experience in the now, in this moment. That's a big, big concept that we're not going to bring up tonight because it's something we'll talk about at a later time, to recognize that there is no time and space, that there is only the now, and that every opportunity of your life, every outcome, every circumstance of your existence is occurring right now in this eternal moment. And it is your choices, the choices that you make, the decisions that you make, which will decide which of those experiences will become the realities of your life. So be clear in your purpose. Have that mental image. We've talked about the mental image many times. We talked about it tonight in terms of mental equivalence. Have that mental image. Know it, own it, and live it. And can you answer this question positively? Can you have faith that the universe will provide for you? When you can answer that positively and mean it, you'll be on your way to building a faith in the power and precision of the mental work. And that's the work on your own consciousness. The power and precision of the mental work that will allow you to open and receive that good that is already yours. Once again, Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you have received and you shall receive. That's a very, very similar thought to what I'm talking about with the unit, with there being no time and that there is only this single, solitary, universal moment. Jesus said, when you pray, believe that you have received. And if you already know that it is yours, you have cleared the pathway for all that you desire. It will absolutely open you up and allow you to receive those things that you believe are the things you want to be part of your experience. Now, there's always, again, I got to keep reminding myself to remind you that there are always the blockages. There are always the thoughts of lack and limitation. They're most often manifested in the little voices in your head that say you can't do that, or your grandmother or your mother or your brother or your sister or the other people in your life who are the dream stealers who say there's no way you're going to accomplish that. Forget about it. Go get a real job. Do what you need to do, but that ain't going to work. Those are the things that provide some of the major blockages in our lives, and we always need to be vigilant about moving them out of the way. Because you have to be very clear on the piece that we have emphasized through this entire law of attraction conversation. Are you anchored in gratitude? You must be anchored in gratitude. If you are grateful for everything, you eliminate an enormous number of those blockages. The blockages just move out of the way when you provide the gratitude. The gratitude is huge. It is I've said this before as well, it is the alpha and omega of manifesting what you want in your life. You must be grateful for every single thing in your life, because if you are not, you are subconsciously acknowledging that there is something missing, that there is something lacking. And if that is the predominant mental attitude, that is what you will manifest in your life, more of that lack, more of that limitation. You have to believe. You have to start every day. You should start and end every day in deep gratitude for all the blessings of your life. And I think for some people that may sound a little crazy, like, okay, grateful for all the things in my life, grateful for the fact that I have bills to pay, yes. Grateful for the fact you have bills to pay, grateful for the fact that you live in a place where you could actually generate bills. Some people live in such abject poverty that they don't have bills because they don't even have a place to generate them from, like a home or a roof over their heads. I would like to suggest for every single one of you out there that you take a few minutes every single morning, every day of your life, just stop first thing in the morning. Get yourself one of those little, you know, the little marble notebooks, the black and white notebooks we all had when we were kids, composition book, I think they call them. I have one of those in which I write every day no less than 5 things for which I am grateful. There are other things that I write in that book as well, but every single day I write 5 things for which I am grateful. Now, they can be very, very, very simple things, because in the beginning, I think you're going to find it a little awkward to write down 5 things you're grateful for beyond your wife and kids and your home and your job. But there are many, many more things than that. And it could be something just as simple as, if you're someone who's trying to lose weight. You could be grateful for the fact that this morning you chose to have that bowl of oatmeal instead of that bagel with an inch and a half of cream cheese on it. Because if you are trying to lose weight and get in better shape, that's obviously something to be grateful for, that you managed to make that right decision. But those are the kinds of things. If you express that in every single morning, if every single day, if you get out there and express the things you're grateful for from the get-go, you are starting yourself off with a different attitude than you've ever had before. There's a lot more things to be grateful for than you realize, and I'm sure if you take me up on this and if you start writing down this, we refer to it as a gratitude journal. If you start doing just five of them a day, I challenge you to try it and see if it doesn't move your consciousness into much more of an overall attitude of gratitude. Because I think you'll find that when you start out being grateful, you just have a little bit more of a sense that there's a lot to be grateful for in this life. It's kind of like the old thing. This is a little off the wall, but it always makes me think of the fact that it's impossible to be mad or depressed if you put a smile on your face. Now, the challenge, of course, is when you're mad or depressed to put the smile there. But if you can get that smile on your face, you can't stay mad or depressed. It just doesn't work. It doesn't happen. And I think if you start every day being grateful, that it's impossible, or it will become more impossible for you to have any thoughts on your mind that are ungrateful or unthankful or unkind, for that matter. There must be a part of you that is in a conscious, joyous, systematic thought process of circulation of your good. That goes back to that thing I said about my checks, where I write thank you and God is my source on all my checks. There is a principle that flows through all the great mystical traditions of all the great religions of the world. The thought that as we sow, so shall we reap. All of a sudden that became a tongue twister for me tonight. As we sow, so shall we reap. Or as we give, so do we receive. When we're in fear, when we're not in that divine supply, is when we hold back on that. When we're anchored in that zero-sum consciousness I talked about earlier, that I must get mine first and that you have, and that anything you have is less for me to have, that's when we hold back and forget that we are part of this universal circulation, that we're one with the great giver, the giver of all life, that one great gift, that there is here and now always that gift that we are here to have, that we are here to receive. The law of circulation says that the more we give, the more we generate a path back to us for more good to enter into our experience. And the greatest empowerment of our spiritual selves is to find all the ways that we can give. Giving of our love, giving of our time, our interest, giving of our energy, our money, our stuff, whatever it is, realizing that all we have, we are only temporary stewards of anyway. And that it's in the giving that we keep the flow going. I think we've all heard that in some way, shape, or form in our lives, that to give is better than to receive. And in a great many ways, that is it's so true, because we all love to get gifts. I love to get gifts. I really like receiving things. That's wonderful. But in giving, there is a certain joy of the heart, a certain lightness of being that comes when you give someone a gift. Even if it's the smallest thing, the littlest thing, opening the door for that little old lady who's following behind you out of the supermarket. Little things like that, those random acts of kindness, those are gifts. And that is taking a stance for service in the universe. And I've said this many, many times. You'll hear me say it many, many more times. If you are always looking to give the gift, to be in service, the universe is always circulating back and looking for ways to give to you or to be of service to you. Not that you should do it in expectation of the return. You should do it in expectation that when you do it, it is for the greater good. It is for that greater expression of God that I talked about earlier tonight, that clearly makes for a bigger picture for you, an expanded consciousness for you then to be the receptacle for a greater good coming back to you. And of course, it always comes back to what is going to come back to you. And you have to know that. You have to have faith in that coming back without getting caught up in it being your motivation. The motivation has to be for the greater good, for the highest and best of everyone concerned, myself included. but the highest and best for the planet, for your fellow spirits having this human experience. When you can do that, when you can put everything in that framework, then the universe is very much at your service. So it's all about doing this. It's all about becoming that channel through which God's good flows, and flows for all of us, not just for yourself, but for your family, your loved ones, your friends, for the whole of humanity. Because there really is just the one presence. God is both the giver and the gift. And it's our job to be the channel through which that gift is given and received. That is the absolute total activation of the law of attraction in our lives and in our experience. Once we have become that channel through which love and life and the divine flows, we have created the circuit for the law of attraction. We're going to take a break. I hope you're enjoying the conversation. I'll be back in a few minutes. This is Ken Ludwig. This is What We're Thinking About.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Scarcity is not enough to go around. Other folks thinking we can all be fed, that solutions can be found.
Here we are, folks. We're back. Back for the final segment of the show this evening. I hope you have enjoyed our conversation about the law of attraction. We have a few more pieces on that that we will cover on Friday and into next week, and then we'll move on to another topic. I'm not sure what that's going to be yet, but I'm sure it will unfold in divine right action as we move on through this. Maybe it'll even come from comments from out there. Who knows? But anyway, I did want to stop tonight and make a couple of statements about what I do. You folks by now know that I am a professional business coach and a spiritual counselor, and I would love to be in touch with those of you out there who are hearing what we're talking about tonight and would be interested in knowing how to move your life with these principles, how to change your thinking, how to change your consciousness, to learn how to work the law of attraction in your life, learn how to use it to grow your business or to change your personal relationships, learn how to clear that major attracting force in your life, your subconscious, learn to recognize how you attract the things that you do, to build, learn things like how to build a business network while you're creating community. There's so many things that apply here around my coaching and the spiritual aspect of life. You can be successful, you can have great relationships, and have them all come together around a more spiritual and positive way of looking at things. I've made this offer before, I'm going to make it again tonight. Anyone who's out there listening who would be interested in hiring me as your personal coach or your business coach, I will offer you a free complimentary coaching session with no obligation to continue with the coaching whatsoever. Just simply email me at Endless Possibility. Send me your name, your phone number, 3 convenient times that I can choose from to call you, and what time zone you're in, so I know the time difference between you and myself. I'm in the Mountain Time Zone, so I need to know what time zone you're in so that we can figure out I can figure out the correct time to call you. But that's, once again, Endless Possibility at earthlink.net, your name, phone number, 3 times I can call you, and your time zone. Endless Possibility at earthlink.net. The other possibility that I will throw out for you this evening is that I also am a speaker, and I would love to speak to your business group, your fraternal organization, or your professional association around using the law of attraction to increase your business, to attract clients effortlessly, to change the atmosphere of your office, to change how you do business, the paradigm of your attitude around your business. And once again, just email me at endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. I'd really, truly enjoy doing the speaking engagements. I love to speak to groups. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of great interaction. Occasionally, I even have groups that watch The Secret before I come to speak. Makes it really, really interesting. So if you have any questions, if you'd like to talk to me for any reason outside the realm of the show here, please use that email address, endlesspossibility@earthlink.net. As I said earlier, Wednesday night, we will have Michael Charest on as our guest. He is a very successful business coach. He is really my mentor in coaching, and I think we'll have a very interesting conversation for you around the benefits of coaching and how that might help you or maybe even someone you know. Friday, as I said, we'll talk more about the law of attraction. Next week, I'm not sure where we're going, what we're doing. Next Wednesday, though, a week from this coming Wednesday, I will try to have another guest for you. I believe that will be someone who will be, we're going to talk a little bit about diversity in this universe and what it's like to be accepting of all people, all lifestyles, all walks of life, how important that is for the good of your life. My name is Ken Ludwig. This is what we're thinking about. I am very grateful that you joined us this evening. I hope we'll hear you again on Wednesday night. In the meantime, have a magnificent evening.
But it's coming on fast. We're all thinking stuff together, but we're feeling all alone. And we're making up this movie, our own motion picture show. When we walk out in the world each day, it's a battle for your mind. Some folks want your money, some folks want your time, and they all want your attention. And they'll get it how they can. God, well, the garden of your mind, there lies your promised land. Cause we're all made up of all that stuff we're taking in each day. And if we don't watch ourselves, we'll take our lives away.
A message for all homeowners and prospective homeowners.